I think you should know you saved my life. I don't think you realize what you've done for me. Oh, I don't think you realize what a little.
Welcome back. Hope you're having an amazing Monday morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the privilege this morning of having the lovely Emily Harden in the studio with me this morning. You want to stick around, you want to hear her story, and you want to hear about this amazing boutique that she is opening in Pensacola. If you've had breast cancer, if you know someone that's had breast cancer, she definitely has the boutique for you, and her story will amaze you, her resilience. You are amazing, Emily. I have talked to her personally many different times, and she just, you're so courageous. You've been through so much, and you really felt a calling to do what you did, and you followed your dreams no matter how hard and difficult and scary those were in the moment for you. And you definitely want to stick around and hear what she has to say. If you want to text or call, 437-1620. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know
Tammy.
You've had a stressful weekend. It's been a little. She's opening a boutique. It opens up tomorrow. Is the grand opening. I'm so excited for you. And I also want to say real quick before we get started is this is something that is the first in Pensacola.
Absolutely. At the start of my diagnosis, I was actually very surprised that I could not find a store like mine anywhere nearby. When I Googled it, I think the closest one I was able to locate was very north of Florida. There was one, I think, in Atlanta and somewhere farther in Alabama. So I was very shocked that there wasn't anything like this boutique in our community so far.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your backstory first and why you came about. And then we'll talk about the boutique and what it offers and everything. But first, I want you to tell me, you know, a little bit about how you got to this point of opening the boutique.
Sure. So breast cancer does run in my family. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in December of 2019. And thankfully, she's doing great now. She had to have two lumpectomies, eventually a mastectomy. She did four rounds of chemo and a few rounds of radiation. And so I was regularly checking my breast and doing self-examinations. And in January of 2021 is when I found the lump. And had I not been just diligently checking, I would have never found it because it was probably the size of my pinky, the tip of my pinky, very deep in the tissue of my right breast when I pressed into it. So it was a bit alarming, but at my age, I was 38 at the time, I really didn't think that it would be cancer, even with that history. I didn't know anyone else amongst my friends or the network of people I knew that had breast cancer. And despite cancer obviously affecting anyone at any age, I just didn't think that was something that I would have to be concerned about until maybe later in my 50s or 60s. And so when I was finally able to go and have a mammogram and a ultrasound, they reassured me that it presented like a cyst. It was kind of flexible, movable at that point. I actually had quite a bit of a hard time getting a mammogram in the first place because of my age.
Right.
And so I was relieved. They reassured me it was more than likely a cyst. It was starting to flatten at that point because it was about 2 months after I'd found the lump before I went to get the mammogram. And they said it would probably collapse on its own and go away. It starts to grow larger. You can always come back in a few months. And so I just kind of lived my life.
Yeah.
Went on with my life. And then fast forward October of 2021. Unfortunately, that lump had grown in size. It went from a pea size. It started to reshape, grow larger, and it was then an almond size by the time I went to back to the doctors. And at that point, I did have a biopsy. And I would stress that if you do get the opportunity to have a biopsy early on, definitely do so, even if they're being very reassuring to you. Because had I been able to catch this sooner, I may not have had to go through such an intense treatment that I did.
Okay.
And so when I got the results a week later, I was very nervous, but I really still just very naive and reassured in my health because at that point I've always been very healthy, never had any surgeries, anything like that. And when the doctor told me that, she said very kindly and she let me know that unfortunately it was a tumor and it was cancerous. And when she was giving me all of this information, I really kind of had almost an out-of-body experience. It really hadn't quite, I wasn't able to really absorb.
I feel like you were in shock a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't until I was out in the waiting room waiting for the scheduling to take place that it hit me that, mm-hmm. that she just confirmed that I had breast cancer. And that's when the kind of tears started coming up, and I was in the room full of other patients. It was still the COVID regulations were there, so we were still wearing masks, and I started thinking about my children and my husband, and so many different emotions, mostly shock, but also a little bit of I was a little annoyed because I was like, oh my goodness, now I have to place my life on pause. I just started this new career, this very demanding career. I was hoping to buy a house, do more traveling. And now with this diagnosis, there's going to be so many different doctor's appointments. And I also felt even a little guilty because I didn't know at that stage yet what stage it was. And so I thought about the other women that were sitting in that very room with me that probably had cancer, that had metastasized or mm-hmm. a later stage, and what they must be going through. And I thought about my mother, who she really didn't talk to me a lot about her experience, but you know, she was just so brave through it all. And there's just so many things that I didn't realize until I had breast cancer. I was told that because of my age, the younger you are, the more aggressively they have to treat the cancer. So what followed was 16 rounds of chemotherapy. I had 4 rounds of AC. It's adriamycin and cytoxin, also known as Red Devil. So when you hear that, you know that that's not going to be probably a walk in the park.
Nope, right?
So 4 rounds of that and 12 rounds of Taxol. This is when I started to think more about, gosh, you know, I really wish there was some place I could go privately and try on wigs and find the things that I need for chemo, because the unknown aspect of cancer is just so terrifying.
I
started losing my hair in clumps about 2 weeks after my first round of AC. And at that time, I was just so self-conscious and just very, I just could see myself changing. And finally, I went from being this healthy person with a great amount of energy, you know, a hardworking mother, doing all of these different things, to someone who was just a shadow of myself. I didn't have the energy to get up and do the things that I wanted to do, take care of my family. It was, the nausea was, you know, all day, every day. So it was really hard. But that's kind of where I started to think about having a place that I could go and feel more supported and feel more confident, because you do start to just feel kind of like a watered down version of yourself. And you kind of mourn that loss of yourself through the process. A lot of people think that after you have breast surgery, okay, you're great, you're healed, you can go on with your life, but it really is such a long process. It was about a year worth of treatment after the chemotherapy. I then had a bilateral mastectomy with immediate reconstruction. And then I also had to have 25 rounds of radiation. I also had a hysterectomy, a complete hysterectomy, because I tested positive for the BRCA2 mutation.
Oh, okay.
So that if you carry that gene, then unfortunately the likelihood of you developing ovarian cancer at some point is a lot higher. So I had that. And then earlier this year, due to some complications with my chest expander, which are placed in the chest in order to stretch the skin so that women who do opt to have implants in the future can have that placed.
Right.
And so I had complications with that. That was 3 different surgeries I had to undergo. I finally just had the left chest expander removed completely. And I said, let's leave it alone. And so, yeah, it was a lot to go through. A lot of it was a lot more mental than even physical. And I would joke with my friends. I'd say, you know, if I had a boutique, if there's a boutique around here for breast cancer patients, I would probably call it the Boobie Boutique, and I'd have everything. I'd have wigs, I'd have mastectomy bras, radiation creams, all of those things. And so when I returned to work after doing all of that treatment, I had changed. I had felt
just were a completely different person inside and out.
And I was very grateful for you know, having what I had, the support that I had, the treatment that I had, I was very grateful for going through that, just because it does bring you closer to those that you love. It makes you appreciate life. But I really do think, you know, we really shouldn't wait until something like that happens to us, threatens our right. health, before we make decisions to go for the things that we really want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And as dark as this might sound, you know, I feared reoccurrence, and I just thought to myself, if anything did happen down the road, you know, what would I want to leave behind for my mm-hmm. children? What would I want to do as my story, and how can I help others going through this?
Right.
And, you know, I know that you don't have to be perfect or have a perfect moment in your life to help others.
Right.
Yeah, I'm far from perfect, but this, I just made the choice. I started doing a lot of research on my free time after work, building a business plan, looking into merchants that I could partner with to provide some of the great products that we have at the store now. And yeah, that's a bit about my journey and what really changed my ideas of you know, what I was capable of, even through right. breast cancer, because mm-hmm. I read a lot of things that said, you know, you can live your best life even through chemo and even through cancer treatment. I thought, no, I don't think you can. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Yeah, the chemo is pretty terrible, the surgeries and all of that. But I told myself, you know, I really want to be an example and proof of that, that you can right. come back not only stronger and better, but, you know, renewed and healthier and happier. And I think all women out there really deserve that. I know that whenever I would meet other women who were having the similar struggles and went through breast cancer, and I'd see how amazing they were doing, it was really uplifting. It brought me so much hope. Mm-hmm. And so the Booby Boutique, I want to have that there as well, as be able to provide that hope and
just people could come together with maybe the same
exactly and see that you can
journey
thrive
they're going through, and you can thrive, and maybe you can make a connection there at your shop with maybe someone that came in, and you make a connection with someone, because they're all in the same boat, kind of, maybe different stages, like you said, different
right.
things. But so you called it the Booby Boutique. Why?
I thought that it would be something easy to remember, for right. one, something kind of lighthearted. And
because you didn't want it to be too serious. In
yeah,
the name.
I mean, no one wants to come to the breast cancer center.
I mean,
yes.
You don't want to be reminded every time.
Yes. And I really wanted something that wasn't so clinical. Mm-hmm. We are a family owned and operated business. And so I want people to come in and feel like they can just relax uh-huh. and that they can share their story as well. And I just really wanted it to be kind of a little bit lighthearted and
right.
more fun.
Absolutely. For more information, you can head on over to the Booby Boutique LLC.org. That's going to show you that where she is. She's located in the Creighton Commons, next to
Walmart, and also next to Cuts by Us.
Cuts by Us, yes. And what I love about your boutique, like you said, if you walk in, it's beautiful. You did a great job. And it just is relaxing. There isn't that tension, smell of the hospital, or just, you know, you walk in and you have places for them to sit and try on wigs and a comfortable, beautiful chair, and a place that they feel safe. It's inviting. But also there's things for other people as well. You have gifts, correct?
Yes. So if you know someone who is going through breast cancer or a major surgery, we have gifts that that you can personalize to what they're experiencing. We have cards that specifically speak to radiation treatments, different surgeries. We have candles. We have gowns. We have mastectomy seatbelt covers for post-surgery. We have mastectomy pillows. We have hair growth products. We have a little area for hot flashes. We have different things for that. We have books. We even carry children's books. So if you've been diagnosed and you're wanting to kind of explain it a little bit easier to your children, we have books for that. And I know when I was going through breast cancer and my friends would send me little gifts, it really just brought me so much joy and really made me feel supported. And so, you know, being able to come to a place, a lot of times you don't know what to get someone that's going through this or what to say to someone that's going through this.
Right, you don't.
So we have cards that speak to that and that express that empathy and that are also funny and mm-hmm. that will just give them something to smile about. So anyone who knows someone that's going through breast cancer can come there. It's for them as well. And we're always happy to help and have conversations about, you know, what they're looking for, what they might need. And so I think it's really, it's for everyone and for families.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You're touching on everyone in the family.
Exactly.
You know, that's amazing. I know that whenever my best friend was going through cancer, I mean, I had to Amazon everything because I, you know, it's just, you can't go in the store and touch it and see it and feel it and kind of take the time to think about actually who the person is and what they need in that moment. So that's great that you're there. It's the Booby Boutique. It's at 2620 Creighton Road, Suite 107, the Creighton Commons, next to Cuts by Us. So go out and check it out. If you are someone, you know, I mean, I feel like each of us have been touched by someone in our lives that's had breast cancer. I just feel like it's so, you know, somebody knows somebody for sure. Or if you're someone going through it, you offer mastectomy bras, right? Do you offer inserts?
Yes, we do
like
have
that.
breast forms. And we have mastectomy bras for different stages of surgery. So maybe if you've just had surgery, we have compression bras. And then we have the front open mastectomy bras that you can place the breast forms in and inserts. And we have a few different varieties of breast forms as well.
Right. And you have a place for them to try this on?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm also a certified fitter, or trained fitter, so I can definitely help with that as well. If you come in and you're not quite sure what breast form you need or what size mastectomy bra you might need. And, you know, we're really there just to help rebuild some of that confidence that breast cancer has diminished, because it is very hard. It's a very lonely experience. It can be very scary, but you know, going to a place where you can feel a little bit more in control because you can see your options. There's no pressure to try on or buy the wigs, but if you're ready and you're comfortable, I can help you with that. You can get a little bit of yourself back, because that is a big part, mourning, you know, who you were before then.
Right.
But I think it's important to know that, as I mentioned before, you know, you can come out of it so much stronger and so much better. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting other women who have done the same thing for themselves.
Absolutely. And her grand opening is tomorrow. They are open from 9:30 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday. So go over there tomorrow, shake her hand. She's an amazing woman. She's been through so much and she came out on top for sure. And you followed your dreams. And I know your goal, because I just know your heart, is just to touch other people's lives. And I think that's what's so important by your journey, is you're here to say, hey, I want to give back to these people and maybe give them something that I didn't have during the process.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know that sometimes they might not know what they need until the moment, as far as you said, like seatbelt covers, radiation cream. Sometimes they don't know what they're needing until that time. Or you have a friend or your loved one that all of a sudden they need something, they can head on over there and get that from you.
Yes.
Without waiting for Amazon.
Exactly. And then having to go through that return process too,
if
something
is,
didn't work out well. And I know right after my surgery, my mobility with my arms was very limited.
Uh-huh.
I really could only bend my elbows and I could not reach. I had a hard time dressing myself. So we do have gowns that have Velcro backing and are very soft and comfortable, so that you can easily get dressed, or if you're caring for someone who has some limitations with their mobility and their arms, they can easily slip those on and off without having to experience so much pain as far as getting clothed and dressed. So
absolutely, yes. And for more information, you can head on over to the Booby Boutique LLC.org. That's on the website, but you can also go see them on Facebook and Instagram, because I saw some pictures on Instagram yesterday of updated pictures of the wigs where you try them on. It looks so cute, nice, and comforting. And so that's really, you have some of your products on there as well. Yes. Pictures of them, so yes, they can see them and see what it's about. They're over at 2620 Creighton Road, Suite 107 in the Creighton Commons, next to Cuts by Us. I'm talking with Emily Harden. She is a breast cancer survivor, warrior, for sure. She has gone through so much, and she is giving back, and she's opened up the Booby Boutique for you or a loved one who's gone through breast cancer, you know someone who's going through it, or maybe it doesn't even have to be breast cancer. Radiation creams, cards. You have other options too, right? For other people that are going through different types of cancers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not just breast cancer. A lot of it is. But if you also need something like, hey, my friend's going through radiation, head on over there, get a card, get a candle, something like that as well.
Yes, we have some very soothing radiation creams. And I've also partnered with a lot of women-owned businesses. So many of our candles, many of the products are drain belts for ladies who are have had their mastectomy. Yes. Afterwards. I had actually 5 different drain belts, It was very fun trying to take a shower with all those drain belts hanging around. So we have drain belts that have been made by breast cancer survivors. So a lot of the items that I chose were because these were also women entrepreneurs and many of them survivors themselves.
Right. Absolutely. If you have a question or a comment, you can text or call 437-1620. You need more information about what she's selling. And we talked about her story of her surviving breast cancer, going through so much in her life. And she just came to the realization that I want to do what I'm meant to do. And you felt in your heart, this is what you were meant to do, correct?
Yes. It's a very terrifying process. It's very, my whole background is I've always done things within finance and quality assurance, things like that. So this was a very different
role. It was literally night and day to what you were doing.
Very different. But I thought about my why a lot and my purpose and, getting this second chance at life, because I know that a lot of women, unfortunately, didn't get the chance that I got. And that's why early detection is so important. And so when I was battling breast cancer, I didn't battle just for myself and my children and my family, but it was also for other women who did not get the opportunity or who lost their battle. And so, opening up the Booby Boutique is my homage to them and to their fight and their battle. And like I mentioned, I had a lot of late waking up in the middle of the night, just sweating profusely because I was thinking, how do you go from just, a very an employee to a business owner and such a huge undertaking?
Yes.
So it took a lot of research, a lot of faith, a lot of prayer. And that's the thing that I really think brought me to this decision the most, to open up the boutique, is because I just felt God's hand in it, and I felt that you can always find your potential or your highest potential in your deepest of struggles.
Right. Praise the Lord, you said that. I feel you, goodness, about that. Yeah. Say that one more time.
You can always find your highest potential and your deepest of struggles.
I need that on a t-shirt.
I will stitch it on a pillow for you.
I need the t-shirt because I have been there, and that is so true. Absolutely. That you can find your highest potential and your deepest struggles 100%. And the fact that you're so strong that you found that and went towards it, and even in the midst of when I met her, she was still going through issues with surgeries and recoveries and in the process of opening a business, and just amazing. You're amazing. You truly are. And
thank you.
I do think this is going to be so good for our community. It really is a one of a kind, and I called it a unique boutique because it really is. We don't have something like this in our area. So if you know someone or you're going through it that would really benefit from a warm, inviting place where you feel safe and you feel okay to try these on. You're not in a big department store. You're not at the hospital. You're in a place meant for you. And you can talk to Emily. She knows your story. She's been there, or someone else in there that you might meet that you can connect with and maybe be friends with and just support. Having that support is so, I'm sure, for you, and I've never been there, but I'm sure that was really important to you, is having support and giving support to other women in your shoes.
Yes, absolutely. And that was another one of my visions for the Booby Boutique, was to have a place where women could come in and see other women going through their same struggles. And so this is definitely a place for that, where we can exchange stories and hope.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I truly enjoyed it. Grand opening is tomorrow, June the 6th. It's at 2620 Creighton Road, Suite 107. They're open at 9:30. Please go see her, shake her hand, and check it out. Coming up, we have more to come.